The Bible's ready. As we look at the Word of God. I don't know about you when you heard that passage from Isaiah, but when I was listening to that passage from Isaiah, all I had running through my head was the music. And I was just hearing Handel from Sinai. And whenever I hear that passage, I can't help but think of it. Every valley should be raised up, and every mountain laid low, and the rough ground should become level, and the rugged places aflame. And the glory of the Lord should be revealed. And all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And if you haven't listened to Handel's Messiah, do go and listen to it. Because I find it really, really uplifting. And I've got a version of the Messiah, which is called the Black Messiah. It's a soulful celebration, and it's handled to silence if you've never heard it before. Because it suddenly goes into wrath and all sorts of words. But you know, listening to something familiar in a different way actually helps you to think about what it is and what it means. And the passages we're looking at today are really, really familiar passages in the Bible. But I hope that today God will speak to you in a different way. And in a sense, we know the end of the story, don't we? Because we know that Jesus died on the cross and rose again, and is alive today. But actually, when we get to this passage in Matthew 3, and we're thinking about John the Baptist, actually, we need to think that Jesus much. All we've seen about Jesus in the book of Matthew so far is a baby. He was born in a strange place, in a strange country. And then when the Magi went to visit him, they stopped to see Herod on the way. And Herod wasn't happy, and Herod put a price on Jesus' head. And said he was going to kill all the boys. And so Joseph took his family to Egypt. And Jesus then became a refugee. And then after Herod died, Joseph took his family to Nazareth. And then the next time they meet Jesus, it's here in Matthew 3. And John, if we look back in earlier Matthew 3, John the Baptist preparing the way. He was preaching in the desert, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make the path straight. So that's that reference back to that passage we saw in Isaiah. And John, who wore clothes made of camel hair and a leather belt round his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. And people went to John and confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the River Jordan. John's message was simple. Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near. kingdom of heaven is close at hand. His was a message of repentance. And all four Gospels agree that his was a message of repentance and preparation for the coming of the Messiah. Matthew 3, verse 11, just before we are reading today, I baptize you with water for repentance, but one will come after me who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not even fit to carry. If you carried sandals, you would probably be a slave. It was the slaves who had that job. But his sandals were dirty and messy. And we know, don't we, about feet washing. They wore their sandals, you went to a house, you needed your feet washed, and it was the servant's job to do that as well. But John is saying, I'm not even worthy to carry Jesus' sandals. I'm not even worthy to be a servant of Jesus. I'm not even worthy to be a slave. My baptism is a baptism of repentance. There's one coming who's greater than I am. And John's baptism was also an outward symbol for people of that repentance. And then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. And John tried to deter him, tried to say, no, Jesus. I shouldn't be baptizing you. You should be baptizing me. Because John knew that he wasn't even worthy to carry Jesus' sandals. But Jesus, the Messiah, who came, not the Messiah people expected, didn't say, you're right, John, I am he, I am the one who will need to bow down and worship. And you are right, you're not worthy to baptize me. I will baptize all of you. That wasn't how Jesus came. He said, let it be so. It's proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. This is what needs to happen, John. This is what needs to happen. It's going to fulfill God's plan. God's made promises all those years ago. He's not forgotten. And you know, for the Israelites, they'd have 400 years where they'd heard nothing from God. I don't know about you, but if I haven't heard from a friend for a little while, I start to get worried. And it's how long do you wait before you actually pick up the phone, or send a text, or send a WhatsApp, or send a message, or send an email, or send a letter? 400 years and they've heard nothing. That's generations of not hearing. And John is proclaiming, the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent, be baptized. Am I humbling himself to that baptism? Jesus was identifying himself yet again with the people, taking their place, sharing their penitence, having their life and their, and showing the way he's going to be. The Lord King who came in the glory and with all thunder. He was a king for the people and of the people. And then it says in verse 16, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven opened. He saw Spirit of God descending on him like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Jesus came up out of the water and the heavens opened, and the Spirit came down like a dove. What does a dove make you think of in the Bible? Where have we heard a dove before? Dove of peace?
No.
Right the way back to Genesis, right the way back to the beginning, we have the dove. It really reminds me of that bit in Genesis 8. Genesis 8, verse 6. After 40 days, Noah opened the window he made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth till the water was dried up. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water was receded from the surface of the earth. But the dove could find no place to set its feet because there was water all over the surface, so it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back. He waited 7 more days and again sent the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there its feet was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew the water would proceed from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it didn't return to him. The dove is also a symbol of the start of a new era. The people had messed up, and God sent a flood to destroy everything, and there was a fresh start. And here we are with Jesus. He comes out of the water, and we have the dove coming down on him. We have the assurance of a fresh start. But we also know from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, that Jesus was born of the Spirit. So why on earth did he need to be filled with the Spirit? Surely he was God. Matthew 1:18, how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be the child through the Holy Spirit. You know, I think Jesus receiving the Spirit here in baptism was a reassurance of the purpose of his ministry. It was an outward sign to people of what was happening inwardly. Just like with John's baptism, the baptism of water was an outward sign of repentance, and this was an outward sign. And then we hear a voice from heaven. This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. How many of us like to hear that people are pleased with us? And if a parent says to you, how does that make us feel? How reassured does that make us? And you know, as human beings, we need to have reassurance and we need to have praise. We need to have words that build us up. Unfortunately, we so often hear words that tear us down. And it takes at least 10 words of reassurance to overcome that one word that's pulled you down. But think about that as you're speaking to people this week. Are there people around you who can stop and pray and reassure? Because you can guarantee there are many people around them trying to pull them down. We you know, and privately it works is one thing, but that public affirmation, everybody hearing that voice, this is my son. With him I am well pleased. It's best, my son. Have you met him? And what God didn't say, this is my son, he is the king, and he's going to rule, and you're all going to bow down and follow him. Establish a new kingdom, a kingdom of righteousness and justice on earth. He's also the servant of God. He's ultimately going to lay down his life in suffering on behalf of us all. Baptism of John symbolized repentance. And today we still use baptism as a symbol that we need to repent of our sins and our willingness to obey God. A public affirmation, a declaration of our status as children of God. Are we listening to the voice of God in us? We may not get that public affirmation that Jesus had. This is my son, with him I am well pleased. But God grants each of us as his children. He equips us with his spirit, so that our lives can be swept clean and ready for use. Are you ready to accept what Jesus brings? Are you ready to embark on that journey? Jesus, totally God, but totally man. Born in a strange country, became a refugee. All of that shaping him, and then we'll see him here at the beginning of his ministry. John, let it be so. Let it be proper for now. And as he came out of the water, the dove descended on him, and the heavens opened. Lord, we know the peace of the dove belonging. May we know the feeling of the Holy Spirit. Meeting with people. I just want to be a good father.